Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about young in Chinese. We have a very young person, Carol Stone, joining us. Carol, she is awarded by the Queen and the Prince, CBE, and also she's called London's Networking Queen. On her address book, I was told she has 50,000 people, but 53,000. Okay. And the amazing thing is not just on her book, she knows and remembers every person there. Hi, Carol, 你好.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me.
I thought we'd discuss what we want to talk about, and I thought discussing being young is so topical and so suitable for you because you told me you are turning 75 in May.
75 in May.
Yeah, but you have the youngest heart, I know, and you look young too.
Oh, thank you.
Right, so can you share with us what's the secret being so young, even during the natural aging process? What's the secret?
Well, I'd like to say I eat well and I exercise every day and I go to bed early, but I go to bed late. I don't do any exercise at all and I eat lots of things I shouldn't eat. I love chocolate and I love sweets. But I think what I do really is I think it's an enthusiasm and a hope. I think when you lose hope in life, then you do become old. And it's very easy to say, whatever happens, look on the brighter side. That sometimes things are so dark, it's very, very difficult. But I think it's rather like you go up in a hot air balloon, knowing where you want to go, and you get swayed from side to side by the wind. You have to make the use of wherever you're swayed, and wherever you end up, you have to make the best of that too. So you can have ambition and have focus, but things will come at you that you've not expected. And I think if you can keep the enthusiasm to say it will come right and believe in people. I really do believe that in people, talking to people and sharing your experiences and keeping hope in your heart. I really do think so.
All right. It's actually very similar to Chinese philosophy. And you probably know Confucius. I don't know him personally. He died about 2,300 years ago. Confucius, he actually thought that your life starts when you turn 70.
Well, now that's the encouraging piece of news.
Yeah, so you are 5 years old. Yeah, and the way to say young in Chinese, we say 年轻. 年 is the first word, 年.
年
is the second tone, that means year.
I see.
Or age. 年.
年.
年. So when we want to say, oh, it's a 2017, you would say 2017, so 2017, 年,
年,
年, that means year.
I see.
And here means age. And then 轻 is the second word. 轻,
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 轻.
That's it. 轻,
轻.
And 轻 means light, also means young.
Ah.
So your age being young. So 年轻,
年轻.
So when I say Carol, 好年轻, that means Carol, you are so young. And how is good, and here it means very much. You are very much very young.
Ah, that's very nice.
好年轻.
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 I think if I was to choose from the people I network with, it is the people who have open minds and are innovative. They are prepared to look at new ideas and not stick to the old ones. I think that, and when I met my husband, he had been a panorama reporter for BBC. He had covered the Biafra War, the Vietnam War, the Six-Day War.
Right.
He'd been to India for the Indo-Pakistan War. Mm-hmm. And when I met him, he'd just left Panorama. And he didn't spend time telling me how wonderful he'd been in all these exciting places. He talked about the job he had at the moment, which was a regulator and rather boring. But he talked about it. And whenever he talks about his exploits, he interviews Saddam Hussein. He talks with humility, pleased that people are interested. And I think if you can keep that about you, I think you're young wherever. But you've got to treat people as you want to be treated.
Yeah. And then in this society nowadays, because we all live much longer, it's quite important to stay positive.
You have to,
and
really,
stay active.
You have to. Sometimes I wallow in nostalgia or wallow in a good cry, and that can be good for you. Just wallow. I'm just going to cry and cry. I feel so upset about something. Just let go. But then you have to say to yourself, when I wake in the morning, what's my attitude today? Because sometimes you wake happy and confident, and sometimes you wake with anxiety, and nothing's changed. It's just your feelings that have all built up, and you just have to say, I'm going to do this thing next and that thing next. I mean, I've got a busy day today, and I think, how will I do it?
Mm-hmm.
I've got this far, yep. I'm going to do the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry about mistakes.
Yep.
Don't worry about failure.
Mm-hmm.
Much, much better to have a go and fail than never to try.
Right. Okay, so don't worry, be happy is the secret for being young, 年轻. Yeah, and since we learned how to say 年轻, let's also look at how to say being old. Because, yeah, it's opposite word. We like learning two sides. And being old, we say 年老. 年老.
年老.
And 年 is, again, age.
I see.
年.
Yeah.
And it means age, means year. So 年.
年.
年老. 老 means old. To say 年老. Normally, it's a living being.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, like people or animals.
Yeah.
So, like old dog, 老狗.
I see.
老 is old, and 狗 is dog. So, 老狗 means old dog.
I've learned three words now.
Yeah, that's right. And to say an old person, we say 老人.
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 That's right. And to say the young person, we say 年轻人.
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 Yeah, we know 年轻 is young, so young person, 年轻人.
年轻人.
That's right. You see, you're such a quick learner, and I can see why you are so young, because you keep your brain going, and you keep learning, absorbing new things, and you are courageous, as you said. We need to be just being open-minded. And the reason I keep pushing and putting more words is because you take it. And the more we take, the more we absorb.
Well, I was given a drink of tea and honey before I sat at the microphone. I think it was the honey that's done it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So now we can do some research and check with those experts to scientifically whether or not honey can improve our memory or improve our Chinese. Kara, you are involved in a charity called One Young World.
It's an idea from the founder who wanted, I think she was at the Olympic Games and thought how wonderful it is when countries draw together. And she wanted all countries to discuss the same issues to see what we could think about things. And so we started with young people and we asked people in their 20s to either raise the money themselves to come to the summit or to get their companies to sponsor them. And big companies will sponsor perhaps 3 or 4 people or 50 people or 60 people from their companies, or otherwise NGOs or people. I have my own scholarship. I sponsor 1 or 2 people each year. Last year, a girl from Saudi Arabia, a girl from here. The year before, a girl from Bahrain, a girl from Ukraine, a boy from Nigeria. People you think have got the potential. And the people who are the counsellors, apart from myself, are really distinguished people like Kofi Annan and Archbishop Tutu and Richard Branson, Sir Bob Geldof, Arianna Huffington. So it's a wonderful 3 or 4 days. Last year we were in Ottawa, this year we're in Bogota, next year we're in The Hague.
That's amazing. So with your experience cultivating or nurturing so many young people, what can we learn from the young people? 年轻人.
Well, I think we can learn the optimism, which I remember I had. I was going to do all sorts of things. I was going to have my nose altered because I've got a large nose. I was going to have my breasts enlarged. I was going to do it all with no worry. But now I couldn't even think about it. So I think they've got they've got a lot, but they haven't got the wisdom necessarily. I think young people, of course, to be nurtured, but old people too to be nurtured, especially as people are living older and have got a lot to offer, but not necessarily a job. I think old people are a wonderful, wonderful fountain of wisdom for us, for the world.
Mm-hmm. Fearless.
Well, what I want on my tombstone when I die is, she took life in her stride. I'm still trying to get there.
Wow, that's beautiful. Right, Carol, you are forever young. 好年轻.
好年轻.
Right, thank you very much for joining us, Carol. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Carol.
再见.
好年轻.